The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Earlier this year, more than 100,000 Cubans flocked to a concert in Havana by the group of U.S. DJs called Major Lazer. That concert confirmed how established electronic music is in Cuba, even on an island where high tech is still scarce. WLRN intern Spencer Parts tells us about a U.S. filmmaker who's using virtual reality to show us that scene and bringing the technology to filmmakers in Cuba.
Pfeiffer Garbisi calls DJ Joyvon Guevara the godfather of Cuban electronic. Tracks like this made her want to make a virtual reality film about Cuban electronic music.
Most Americans and, you know, most people around the world won't get the chance to, like, go to an underground rave in Cuba. I hope to, like, give them somebody else's experience.
Garbisi is from Oakland, California. Last spring, she studied filmmaking in Cuba. She lived around the corner from Guevara in Havana. Guevara was one of the first artists to throw big electronic music parties in Cuba in the early 2000s. In one of Garbisi's interviews with him, he talks about Cuba's culture of music and dance and parties. He says, "This could be the Ibiza of Latin America. We just have to liberate ourselves." Garbisi made a short film about the electronic music scene in Cuba. Now she's making another film in VR, virtual reality. Guevara is the main character. Garbisi wants to bring viewers inside the Cuban electronic experience in ways conventional film can't.
These people know how to party, and I love that, like, nobody's on their phones, everybody's just jamming out together.
Earlier this year, I lived in Cuba for a few months, and I went to a show in the courtyard of an art university in Havana. I showed up early and stood next to a friend while he rigged up two big speakers and some strobe lights. One of the speakers wasn't working, but his eyes lit up as classmates walked across the school grounds to dance. He projected an art film he made on the ceiling. Garbisi thinks virtual reality is the best way to bring all this back to the U.S., maybe the only way to really do it. A quick primer on VR technology: you put on a headset and a film fills your field of vision. Spin around 360 degrees and you see the full view of the scene you're in.
Just like electronic music, it is technology completely blowing your mind.
Other people are using VR to take us to Cuba too. Two Miami filmmakers shot a film in Cuba on an earlier version of VR technology called Oculus Rift. USA Today shot a VR film in Cuba last fall. This summer, people could even travel to Cuba from a jazz festival in upstate New York. Jeremy Calkins ran a USA Today VR booth there. The choices were downhill skiing, flying with the Blue Angels, IndyCar racing, or Cuba. And people kept picking Cuba.
If it's not the top, it's tied as the top one that people have tried.
The tour includes a famous restaurant, cruising on the Malecón, and watching a guy wash an old American car.
You know that it was shot only 8 months ago, but you look around and it looks like it was shot in the 70s type of thing.
But filmmaker Pfeiffer Garbisi thinks images of an island frozen in time don't tell Cuba's authentic story. She organized the festival this spring for Cuban filmmakers to try out VR. The technology is advancing quickly, but many Cuban filmmakers have what they need: wide lens, digital cameras, timers, and software from the internet, which is a bit more accessible there now.
My goal is not to be like, this is crazy, incredible tech that's, like, beyond anything that, you know, my goal is to be like, you can do this.
What many of the Cubans really wanted to see in VR was places like New York City. Pedro Martin is a filmmaker in Havana. He was at the festival, and he thinks VR will be important to Cuban filmmakers.
Like traveling to another dimension, and the possibility to make wider the access to have better opportunities as artists.
He says he's working hard to show VR films at the Havana International Film Festival in December, including the film Pfeiffer Garbisi is working on now. And he has another message.
I hope this interview could be useful to build up the bridges between all our countries that are neighbors, and neighbors need to have a very good relationship.
He hopes more Americans will start coming to Cuban film festivals. I'm Spencer Parts in Miami.
And you can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.